This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Calls to Colorado system for students to report potential school threats or violence are down dramatically. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine explains.
The anonymous reporting tip system Safe to Tell received 829 tips in December, a 61% decrease over the same month last year. Suicide threat calls made up the top category, followed by welfare checks and cyberbullying. Welfare checks are usually reports that express concern about a peer's safety. To date, tips are down 58% this year compared to last school year. With schools closed most of last semester, officials say safety concerns shifted to the home. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Teachers in the state earn an average salary that is more than $8,000 below the national average. Colorado is 33rd in the nation for teacher pay. Tracy Rainey is with the nonprofit Colorado School Finance Project, which compiled recent data. She says low salaries make it hard to recruit teachers.
When you look at surrounding states, they've made a commitment to make sure that their starting salary for every district in the state is at $40,000, for example.
Federal numbers adjusted for inflation show that in 2013, the state's average teacher salary was nearly $55,000. By 2018, that fell by about $1,400. The Colorado Avalanche look for their third win in a row tonight. The Avs are on a trip to California. They beat the LA Kings Tuesday and play again tonight. They go to Anaheim and face the Ducks this weekend. Hockey fans are not attending the games because of COVID-19 rules. This is CPR News.